Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi. My name is Adina Schmidman. I invite you to join the OU Women's Initiative today, Thursday, September 21 at 12 noon Eastern for Siyum Sefer Iyov with Dr. Esther Shkup. Please register at ou.org/women/Siyum to receive the Zoom link. On behalf of myself and the OU Women's Initiative team, I wish you a Gmar Chasima Tova, a year of health, happiness, and holiness. And now for today's perek.
Welcome to Torati Mecha, Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Shaiwitz, and today we'll be studying Perek Zion, Chapter 7. Now, Chapter 7 is, but we're almost at the end of Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim has 8 chapters. So this is the penultimate chapter, and it's actually, in a way, we'll talk about this more also tomorrow, but it could have been a great ending because everything about this perek is just beautiful. It's almost like there's perfection happening here. Now, what I'd like to do with this perek is compare. We're going to read and talk about what's in this perek and then compare it to what we've seen in earlier perekim. And very often, I think what you see in Perek Zion is a development of the themes, of the intensity that we saw earlier, just come out even more strongly in Perek Zion. So once again, Perek Zion is a dialogue between the Dod and the Raya, and it begins with the Dod calling out to the Raya. So in the very beginning, first Pasuk, he calls out to her, Shuvi Shuvi HaShulamit, Shuvi Shuvi V'necha Zebach. So he calls her the Shulamit, and he says, come back, come back, turn back so that we can look at you. Shulamit, why does he call her the Shulamit? So there's a lot of different interpretations. All the Mefarshim talk about it. Shulamit probably comes from the word shalem, which means, first of all, complete. So maybe part of what he's saying to her is, HaShulamit, you are complete. And also it could be from, it's also a name for Yerushalayim. So it's also possible that he's calling her HaShulamit because she is from Yerushalayim. And we know that there are also her peers are called Benot Yerushalayim, the daughters of Jerusalem. So that would also make sense. So anyway, I want to just get back to the scene. He's saying to her, turn back so that we can look at you. Now, either she responds or others respond and they say, ask him a rhetorical question. Ma techazu b'shulamit kimecholat hamachanayim? What will you see in the shulamit when she is dancing between machanayim, two different camps or two different circles? So this might be her almost like questioning him, like, what actually are you looking at? Like, tell me, why do you want to look at me? And or perhaps others saying, what is it about the shulamit? And obviously this will inspire his praise. But just picturing the scene, assuming that it's not a metaphor, the dancing, but that I think you can read this as that she is actually dancing and he is looking at her and saying, you come to me. And this is actually like entirely possible because we know from the Mishnah in Tanis and sources that we have that there were days that the women were dancing, and it was their response to the shidduch crisis, where the men would look at the girls and say, okay, like this is a way that I can find someone to marry. And there's a lot that goes into this. I'm really simplifying it, but it is possible. There were 2 days, actually, the Mishnah talks about. One was Tu B'Av, and there was special significance to that day. Another day was Yom Kippur. And on that day, the women would go out to dance, and there would be a lot of couples that would result from this. So in this case, perhaps she is dancing in the vineyard, which is where these dances would happen. And he calls to her and he says, let me look at you. And then either she responds or someone else responds and says, what is it about the shulamit? Now he returns that leads to about like 9 psukim of describing how beautiful she is. And he begins with saying, mayafu pa'amayach b'na'alayim bat nadiv, right? How beautiful are your feet in your sandals, you who's the daughter of nobility. And he continues from her feet and her sandals to describe the rest of her body moving from the feet, the lowest part, to the highest part. And here's one way, one thing that's different here is that in the other descriptions that we have, both of the dod to the raya and the raya to the dod, we have the going from the head down. And this time, what we start from the feet and we move up. So one possibility, and I think this is very likely, is that she's dancing. So when somebody is dancing, the first thing you notice about them is the movement, the feet. So that could be part of it. That could be why. Rashi quotes the Midrash, cites a beautiful idea here that why does it start from the feet and then go up? Because since the dod represents Hashem and the raya represents people, us, either as individuals or as community. So the dod starts from the bottom, starts from humanity. Humanity is on earth. So how do you describe a human in a beautiful way? So what God does is he starts from the very earthly piece, the part that's most connected to the adama, to the ground, and then moves up in an effort to say, you know, move yourself up and, you know, a way to unite us. When the raya praises the dod, she starts the opposite way because she is praising God. So she starts from the head and moves downward in the sense of God, you are so beautiful and here like so, you know, just the so praiseworthy, so inspiring, so awe-inspiring. And my effort is to bring you down into my world. Okay, it doesn't fit with every description because there also are descriptions where the dod describes the raya the other way, but it is a very beautiful idea and speaks again to that every detail here, when you compare it and you notice it with others, you can find some significance. Okay, she eventually, and he also speaks about her very intimately and ultimately about his intense desire for her. And I encourage you to kind of read those psukim inside. But then in Pasuk Yud Aleph, she responds. And the first thing she says is, Ani ledodi va'alai chukato. I am to my beloved, and his desire is to me. Now, this pasuk reminds us of the pasuk that we saw recently, and also the pasuk of Chodesh Elul, Ani ledodi v'dodi li. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. So clearly the framework is the same framework as that pasuk. But there's also a difference here, and I think that this is also a development. When she said, Ani ledodi v'dodi li, she was describing the mutuality of their desire and their love for each other. This time, she's actually focused, it's the, I am to my beloved, and instead of saying it in the same terms, she says, and he desires me. She puts in this verb of chuka, of desire, of for desire. Now, I think that this also, we spoke about this earlier, but maybe this is also an allusion to this idea of the Garden of Eden, Gan Eden, which we saw a lot of allusions earlier to the Gan. But here, if you remember, we talked about this earlier, that the description of the love between the man and the woman in Shir HaShirim is a kind of an overturning of the curse or the consequence that Chava is left with when she leaves Gan Eden. And after she leaves Gan Eden, Hashem tells her that I'm just looking this pasuk up. This is in Bereishit Gimel, Tet Zayin, chapter 3, verse 16. Hashem said to the woman, you will have pain in childbirth, Be'etzev Tildi Banim, and El Ishech Chukatech, your desire will be to your husband, Behuyim Sholbach, and he will rule over you, have a certain hierarchical relationship. And there's a lot of different explanations for this pasuk. Maybe it's because she's having the children, so therefore she becomes more dependent on her husband because she can't have that same work output at the time that she is childbearing. But leaving that aside, that's actually not what I want to focus on here, what I want to emphasize over here is that there's either a reversal of this original curse given to woman, or a balancing of it. Yes, still your chukha, the brishit stands. Your desire will be to the woman. Your desire will be to your husband. But here she's able to say, "The alai chukato." His chukha, his desire is also to me. Now then, she closes the parak by giving him an invitation to join her. And she goes on and she says to him, L'chadodi, neitzea sadeh, nalina bakfarim. Come, my beloved, let's go out into the field, into the open, and sleep among like the shrubs. Nashkima l'kramim, nir'eh imparcha ha-gefen, pitach ha-smadar, hinitu arimunim, sham etenet dodai lach. So let's go. She invites him to go out to nature with her. Let's go to the vineyard. Let's see if the vines are flowering, if there are grapes, if there are blossoms, if the pomegranates are blooming. And she says, that will be my place to give Dodai my love to you. And then she tells him, yeah, it makes sense. Haduda im natnu reyach v'al pitchinu kol megadim chadashim gam yishanim yishanim dodi tzafanti lach. So everything, the scent, remember we talked about scent, the scent of nature and blossoming is so strong. The fruits are all blossoming, and I am, this is where I have kept my beloved for you. And it sounds like, actually, if you go back to Parak Bet, right? If you remember Perek Bet, remember she said, Kol Dodi Hinei Zabah, that he was jumping like a tzvi, like a gazelle, through the hills, and he was calling to her almost outside her window, come to me. And his call to her was also nature. It means that the time is right, right? Everything is in blossom. So that's the time that you should come to me. And here, it's a very similar call, right? Nature, it's a beautiful time. It's everything is blossoming. So you should come to me. But there's a few differences here. So the first, the major difference, but is that in Perek Bet, it was the dod, and he was calling to the raya. And in the end, she pushed him away. She was the one who said, well, the time is not right. We have to wait until the time is right. And this time, she perhaps is like kind of going back and recreating that scene, but it's she who's calling, she's calling him, and she's saying, yes, nature has blossomed, and symbolically, our relationship has blossomed. I'm ready for you, so please come to me. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Razel Rachel Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Zeitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo.